Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton, joined by Brian Lowe, and Saturday's training camp session has come to an end. They'll have Sunday off before they head to Philly. Some interesting things, though, today. They're switching up the personnel a little bit, scrimmaging, switching up some of those jerseys.
We had Team Tebow versus Team Mallett, the two quarterbacks. You know, Tom Brady, for the most part, got his birthday off. I won't say off, but maybe a little lighter load.
Yeah, right.
So you're right. We saw them mix it up, and I think this is just Marcus Bernard, in particular, talking to a few players after practice, said the mental game. This is all part of the mental game. On Friday, they did a lot of situational work, really moving at a faster tempo.
Right.
Today, trying to simulate more game action. I think that's what they're trying to get out of this.
Right. So let's jump right into our extra points. Brian, what do you have for us?
Devin McCourty has been a guy in the spotlight the last couple of days. He'd been in a red non-contact jersey for most of practice. Here on Saturday, he did not have that on. Now, on Friday, he was getting a lot of reps at cornerback. We look at him as a starting safety. It seems like he and Adrian Wilson, maybe, with some Steve Gregory mixed in, would be the core safeties, but getting some work at cornerback, which, of course, was his initial position coming in. This guy has the kind of versatility this team will need, especially if they end up being without Alphonso Dennard for a certain period of time. Maybe he's getting more work at corner right now because they're anticipating the chance of being without Dennard. Maybe it's just to maintain that versatility. But this is a guy who's a leader of the secondary, whatever position he's at.
Right.
He brings the secondary together. Adrian Wilson this week, a 12-year or something like that veteran in the NFL, said Dev is the leader of the secondary. He's the linchpin for what they're trying to do.
Right. Well, I'm going to go offense here. You know, not the best day for Ryan Mallett, really, but I will say Zach Sudfeld, he's been getting consistent reps all throughout training camp, all throughout the offseason, but today, especially with Jake Ballard not being present for here for practice, really got a lot of consistent reps back-to-back. He's looking really, really good, and I'm just really impressed by how many reps he's been getting from Tom Brady, Ryan Mallett, and I think that he's taken advantage of the opportunities here, Jake Ballard not being here, Rob Gronkowski not being here, and learning from some of those older guys like Humann and Fells, who also had a pretty good day as well. But he's just continues to stand out on my radar.
That tight end battle is really going to be interesting. And I think for Sudfeld next Friday in Philadelphia, that's going to be a real opportunity for this team to see what he can do.
Yeah, the entire week of Philly, going up some different NFL talent. So it will be a good one to watch. So, well, that will wrap it up for Brian and myself from the practice field. We'll see you guys next time on Toyota's Patriots Today.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.